Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is the greatest fighter of all times next to me.
I'm here and I'm ready. They're not. Bring it.
You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and, of course, the iHeartRadio Network as well. The godfather of the HBO crew, Hall of Famer Larry Murch himself in the house. And Larry, a very good morning to you, sir. Were you out shopping for a fight party tonight or what?
How did you guess?
Yeah, well, you know, we're all shopping for fight parties tonight. I mean, of course, Ricky Sports Theater over in San Leandro will be showing the fight, folks. Ricky's.com, but they're on Hesperian Boulevard, a couple blocks off East 14th Street or International Boulevard in San Leandro, California. Big screens all over the place. But, Larry, this fight's going to – I really think that with the fact that, you know, Time Warner and Viacom have ironed out their issues as far as coverage is concerned – I think this Mayweather-Canelo fight is going to exceed the 2.4 million buys that De La Hoya did with Mayweather in 2007. What do you think of that?
Well, I think based on Canelo drawing almost 40,000 paid with Trout to San Antonio in April, I think there's a shot. I don't know about the $75 cost. I think we're not in the best of all times here economically.
But you know what, Larry?
There's a big college football game today, Alabama, Texas A&M, that has taken its share of attention. So I'm not sure. And we have to remember that Oscar was a phenomenon in his day as a what they called a crossover star. He'd won a gold medal for the U.S. He had always made exciting fights. He was a kind of breakthrough figure in terms of reaching and transcending boxing. And so I'm not sure that Canelo is at that level enough, but maybe just the appetite for a big fight from even casual boxing fans may put it over that top.
Well, it's funny. They're talking about it, and everybody mentions the fight to me, the Canelo fight. This I mean, from all different ethnic groups, it isn't the Mayweather fight. It's the Canelo fight, and I sort of took note of that this week. Everybody seems to be really going along with the Mexican scene.
Well, you know. Well, there's two things here. One, of course, is that Mayweather has marketed himself over the years in such a way that a lot of people are rooting for him to lose.
Mm-hmm.
But we live in California. I live in Southern California, and I've been asked about this Canelo fight for the last 2 months. You know, the buzz down here is a roar.
Yeah, and the buzz up here is as well. I mean, I'm talking about, I went all over Berserkly, Oakland, San Jose in the past week and a half, and everybody's talking about Canelo, Canelo, Canelo. Of course, I'm talking about Canelo Alvarez, 42-0-1, I think 31 stops, taking on Floyd Mayweather tonight. And it is Alvarez-Mayweather, folks. It is not Mayweather-Alvarez. That sort of reminds me of Ali Frazier back in the day, maybe or Holmes, Ali Holmes, when he should have been Holmes-Ali. I think the champion should get first billing, and I think right now, Saul Alvarez is a champion at 154 pounds. Can we agree on that? This is all a marketing thing, putting Mayweather's name first?
You know, look, Mayweather has drawn a phenomenal pay-per-view audiences. He's going to make the biggest one-shot salary in excess of 40, maybe higher, maybe $50 million tonight. He is better known than Mayweather, than Alvarez, nationally. So I have no problem with that. I don't care who walks in first, who gets announced first, all of that stuff, which, I admit it can be important to the fighters, but, I don't know how important it is to the fight,
okay,
put it that way.
Danny Garcia, 26, and Zip, of course, the Philadelphia, Puerto Rican fighter out of Philadelphia. His father, Angel Garcia, being the mouth of the group there, taking on Lucas Martin Matisse, who's like, I think he's 33-2 with like 31 knockouts. This is, he's an incredible puncher. I think him and Sergey Kovalev right now are probably two of the best punchers in boxing. Does the puncher prevail over the boxer tonight here, Larry?
Well, I like Mattesi a lot. He's not just a puncher. He can box as well. But I like Garcia a lot. As he's a Philadelphia fighter. He's one of those fighters, Pedro, who is greater than the sum of his parts. He knows how to fight. He's smart. He's tough. And just as in the main event, I give the underdog a serious shot here.
Okay, the underdog in the main event is Canelo Alvarez. Some people say it's a 3-1 fight somewhere. What are the current odds, Larry? Do you know?
Well, I think it's like 2.5-1, 2-1. If you want to bet Mayweather, you got to lay 3. If you get Canelo, you may get 2, 2.5, something like that. Which itself is a reflection of what the public thinks of the fight, and Mayweather hasn't been this short of a favorite in some time.
A good point. Larry Merch is our guest, folks. Of course, the Hall of Famer. So how's your wife doing? How's the family?
We're doing good. We live here down here in Paradise. We've had phenomenal weather recently, and we had a terrific trip after our last appearance in Macau.
Okay.
We went to Europe, and I'm going back to Macau for the
Pacquiao fight.
Pacquiao-Rios fight, and I'm going to be doing a few other fights between now and then for the international feeds.
Fantastic. I'm glad that you're getting the work, Godfather, and seriously, HBO just isn't the same, and I'm not blowing smoke up your skirt, but it's just not the same with you. I mean, what fight was I watching today where you're talking about Mitt Romney sitting with the 47%? I mean, I heard it again and I just started laughing. I thought it was just, you got some of the best lines in the history of boxing, no question about that. Ishy Smith, overrated? What's the story on Ishy Smith taking on Carlos Molina?
Because I don't think people rate him very highly. You know, I think he's a good professional fighter. If you were grading him, maybe a B to B plus kind of fighter, a smart, tough fighter. He has nothing that takes your eye. He's not a big puncher. He's not particularly quick, but he knows how to fight. And in this day and age, with all of the titles out there, if you know how to fight, you got a pretty good chance of getting one of them.
Sergey Kovalev took apart Nathan Cleverly a few weeks ago for the WBO 175-pound title, and he did it in such a manner that it was brutal. And I've watched this guy from early on. I really think he's the real deal. He and Andre Ward, I think that's the super fight of the future, Larry. What do you think of Andre Ward and Kovalev?
Well, I'd love to see Ward step up to light heavyweight and fight a number of guys there. I don't think he's going to go out of his way to fight Kovalev, at least until Kovalev gets more exposure in the U.S. and so that you can build the fight, because you and I and the boxing fans may know about him, but he hasn't gone beyond the inside world of boxing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that fight isn't ready yet. But I think that after his next fight, I think Ward needs to step up, and I think he can handle the light heavyweights.
Okay,
Kovalev, I'm not sure of, but others, I think he probably can.
I think you're right. And Kovalev, you know, repeating a story about Kovalev, I had some people I was putting up in some seats high in the MGM Grand, and Kovalev was fighting in a 4 or 6 round or something early on in his career, and I was hearing these punches land, and I'm saying to myself, gee, no, the ring's really mic'd up, et cetera. Well, the ring wasn't mic'd up yet, and that's how hard he hits, and you can hear him up in the cheap seats.
Well, him and Golovkin,
yikes,
can fight. They know how to fight, and they're you know, when you get guys from Eastern Europe, if they want to get noticed, if they want to make it, they have to fight. And I think they inject something good, you know, back into prize fighting, which is the fighting part. So I wish those guys would get more and more exposure in the U.S.
They're hungry. Golovkin, Gennady Golovkin, I was with his promoter, Tom Loft, who also promotes the world heavyweight champion, Vladimir Klitschko.
And Golovkin, I believe, he's involved.
Yeah, he's got Golovkin. So he's got himself a nice little stable now. I'm talking about Tom Loeffler. And Tom Loeffler is a guy that was a blue-collar guy that worked hard, and he prevailed. He has the world heavyweight champion. But he's got Golovkin taking on Curtis Stevens on November the 2nd. I think that's going to be an HBO fight, and they're moving this fight. They're moving this kid right along. I think he's the real deal. Is he fighting three times this year, Larry?
I'm not sure how many times he's fought, but you know, he's what I think of as a really, you know, serious fighter, knows how to fight, and is a real puncher.
And these guys, you know, when these former Soviet Union fighters or the Eastern Bloc, whatever you want to call it, people from that area, they're hungry, Larry. I mean, they're hungry, and they're hungry.
Hey, what is that kid's name, the featherweight who comes from Siberia, who was on the undercard of the fight I did in Mikhail Gradovich?
Yeah.
Evgeny Gradovich, he's going to be heard from also in that featherweight division.
Okay.
I mean, if you want to get out of Siberia, you know, you got to be serious. You got to be a fighter. You got to be a banger, as well as a boxer, and that's what these guys are doing.
It's, you know what, Larry? It's history repeating itself, because comedian Bobby Slayton talks about his family wanting to get out of Poland and Russia back in the day and doing anything to get there, just like in the 30s and the 40s. So it's just history repeating itself.
Well, you're right, because, I mean, you know, think of guys like the middleweight champion Tony Zale and many guys of that era. They were the sons of immigrants, of people who were working in the steel mills, in the mines, and this is the first generation of Americans, and that's the type of guys we're seeing now from the old Soviet Union. You know, tough guys who are trying to climb up and out.
Climb up and out, and you know what? They're training, they're putting in. You know, even Don King. Don King brought this up about 4 or 5 years ago. I asked him what happened to the work ethic of the black heavyweight boxer, and he said I went probably the same way as the white heavyweight boxer in America. They're doing other things or something like that, but you know, yeah, how can I put it, there just doesn't seem to be the dedication here in the United States.
Well,
as far as
you know what, I'm not gonna second guess the dedication, because I don't know the stories of them all individually, you know.
Sure.
Certainly with Areola we saw that.
Okay.
But with a kid like Mitchell, you saw who Areola knocked out in a round a week ago, you saw that the great athletes that we have who go into football and basketball, in this case Mitchell, an outstanding linebacker at Michigan State, would have been a number one draft pick if he hadn't damaged his knee, and a really smart, dedicated guy who took up boxing, worked really hard, was really smart about it, but the one thing you can't teach is how to take a punch.
Good point. And with that, we'll end things. Godfather, I thank you for your time. Have a wonderful Saturday. Maybe we'll talk real soon. Maybe I'll call you tomorrow after this works out.
Hey, let's hope for a good fight tonight.
Thank you so much, Godfather. Say hello to the wife for me.
Sure will. Bye-bye.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The Godfather, Larry Merchant, folks, celebrating our 29th anniversary on the air. Godfather. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is East Bay Soul.